Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, dear old dad. Love that guy. Miss you, dad. Miss you all the time.
And it made us think there's a lot of things that we love about our fathers.
Sure.
But it's usually, you know, the things that they taught us that stick with us forever.
Yeah, life lessons. I mean, I got plenty of them from my father. Some questionable. Certainly, if we sat down with an expert and there was a psychiatrist there, they might say, no, that would be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember them regardless from my father.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. One of the biggest things that my dad has ever taught me was...
Yeah.
Never take a business partner.
Okay.
Yep. He taught me that.
That's a
early
good one. That
life.
Is good advice.
Yeah. He always said, if you're going to do something, do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Make it on your own because you never want to answer to somebody else. And yep. I always thought that was like a logical, good piece of information.
That is good information. I like that. Where were you for me, Dad? I would have taken that statement too.
Yeah. It
took me a while to learn that one.
I learned that. I was like, all right, got you, Dad. Every once in a while, he'll just remind me again.
That's a good one. Any other ones jump out at you?
Well, the one that he taught me that I don't think he even meant to taught me is when I was younger. And we were going through college and we were picking our majors and things like that.
Yeah.
He would always, like, he didn't want us to go into the arts. All of us. He just wasn't into us being into the arts.
Sure.
He said, because you don't make any money.
Why do you have a job?
Yeah.
Why do you have a real job?
You like to draw? That's nice.
He just didn't want you selling
bills.
Paintings on the sidewalk. That's what he didn't want.
Well, it wasn't until he was 45 years old that he randomly one day picked up a paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you that my father has to be one of the most naturally raw talented painters that I've ever met in
seen
my entire
his stuff.
Life. Yeah, it's incredible. And to think that he didn't start until he was later on in life, and now like it really just brings him joy to do it.
Oh,
it's never too late to try something new.
See that there's a story here.
Yeah,
that maybe he was fighting his own soul.
Wow,
he was fighting his own soul on these things.
My dad worked hard. What did your dad teach you?
I got something here for you. Why unwrap a brand new anything once you've bought it? Let it sit for 10 years in a box first on standby for the old one to break.
Oh,
yeah. My dad used to do that all the time. I'm telling you, when my dad passed, I got a grill that was in the box still that was probably 20 years old and a pressure washer that was 15 years old.
But all prime
in
condition.
The box. Brand new, ready to go. How about this one? Air conditioning or leather trim in your car is for people of weak fortitude. That's how my dad felt. He totally felt that way.
That what?
Basically, if you had air conditioning in your car, you were a wimp.
Oh, I see.
He felt like it was an unnecessary thing. And leather trim? Oh, forget it. When I bought a car with that, he was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, why do you need that?
The best scraper for removing paint is one of Grandma's old butter knives.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one that I kept there.
Yeah.
Hard work deserves hard play, Anna. It's okay for a man to sun himself, and fireworks are an American's God-given right and civic obligation.
To this day, whenever I see my dad in shorts and his white pasty legs, I'm reminded that he does not believe in vacation. He just works all the time.
Does he do white socks or black socks?
Oh, white. No, he wears some black socks.
He'll
too.
Do whatever with the shorts. Whatever the day brings.
Let's be honest. It's whatever my mom puts out for him to wear.
And then the final thing that my father taught me that I just off the top of my head is make sure you wash the dishes barehanded at 140 degrees.
That seems right.
Yeah. He was just like, what? What's wrong? Huh? Scrub it again. Wow, Dad.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. What did your dad teach you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. I just wanted to say that my life lesson from my dad was always be a leader and not a follower.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good advice.
Yes, definitely. Go by it every day.
Yeah, that's
are
like
you sure,
solid.
You sure that's better than the air conditioning one?
I don't know. That butter knife one was really solid.
I mean, I feel like, and he had a specific compliment. She'd always be looking for him. Where did my knife go? Where did he always kept them? He never told her. He's like, I don't know. I don't know, Ma. It's hot out here. I'm just doing the job.
1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. What did your dad teach you? All about Father's Day coming up this Sunday. We want to know, what was the life lesson that your dad taught you? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
My dad taught us no matter what somebody's doing, whether they're a garbage man or a CEO, you respect everybody because they're working for their family.
That's
that
good.
Is right.
That is the God-honest truth.
Milk for my baby's mouth.
That's right.
What was the life advice from your dad?
So if you're going to steal candy, that's my grandmother's candy dish, that you have to cover over the top with the rest of the candy and you have to hide the wrappers in a different garbage can from the kitchen.
Oh, that's genius.
Wow. That's an involved one.
All right. Well, I'll make note of that. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Life lesson from your dad. What'd you learn?
To work a lot and have a backup plan.
That's a good call.
I don't have a backup plan.
Clearly. I mean, you're in radio. You had a master's.
I know.
I mean, you still have it somewhere, but nobody's going to respect it now.
It's true. Nobody respects my master's degree, especially not around here. You want to chime in, too. 1-800-330-9999. What life advice did your dad give you? Father's Day coming up this Sunday. And our dads teach us a lot of things.
Sure.
You know, sometimes they don't even mean to teach it to us. We kind of just pick it up by watching them.
Yeah, sometimes it's appropriate. Sometimes it's crazy, too.
Right.
Star like 99. If you asked a professional.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Hannah and Raven. I would say my dad always taught us, never take a business partner. Never take a business partner. Do it
That's
on your
good
own.
Good advice. Yep. That's good advice. I actually advise people that all the way around me, too, is because you just... You don't want to have to make decisions with somebody else. When you don't agree, forget it. You're at an impasse.
Right. And what did your dad teach you about the butter knife?
Oh, well, that it's the best scraper for paint. You take grandma's butter knife and you use that and you just never tell her that you took it.
Right.
And that air conditioning is for people of weak fortitude.
Exactly.
Right. Especially in your vehicle. It's completely unnecessary in his opinion. If you ask him about the house, he'd be like, we got a fan. We got a central fan. We don't need air conditioning. He'd look at you like you were stupid.
1-800-330-9999. What did your dad teach you? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
My dad always said, if you can't pay for it with cash, you don't need it. He never had a credit card, and I only have one credit card, and it's only for emergencies.
Yeah, I feel like...
Where did you live, though? That's the one question I have. Where did you live?
In Wallingford.
I don't think I ever would have been able to survive without my credit cards. My husband and I would not have made it through the first 5 years.
It wasn't a box, was it, that they lived in?
Maybe.
I mean, I just want to make sure.
Anna and Raven, life advice your dad taught you.
How you doing? My dad told me that in life there's good girls and there's bad girls, and you never want to make a good girl bad.
Ah.
You can't make bad girls good either, though.
That's true.
Interesting. I think the bigger life lesson is, how do you tell the difference? I think that's where a lot of us have the problem.
That's the serenity prayer.
Anna and Raven, what did your dad teach you?
Hi, my dad always taught me, never quit one job until you have another.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, my stepfather used to always say that, too.
Yeah, too many young kids nowadays, they just want the money, they don't want to work, and they leave a job before they have another one.
It's really funny, because I would never, ever leave a job until I had another one lined up. And it seems crazy to me that people do that.
True.
Anna and Raven, what did your dad teach you?
Good morning, Raven. You guys are great. I love listening to you every morning.
Thank you.
But my old man taught me two good life lessons. Everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. Number two, never lie, because then we all have to remember what you said.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. It served me well.
Give us life advice that your dad taught you.
My dad just tried to teach us to be really calm all the time.
Calm?
And he did it because my mom was always, like, a little, like, crazy and on edge. So basically, he would just, like, calm us all down and, you know, chill us out and have, like a funny joke in his back pocket type of a guy.
My dad always used to try to be, like, he used to lose it, like, when he would get upset. But my mom was always the screamer.
Yeah.
So he would always be like, your mother, don't be like your mother. Don't. And you want to know what? I'm exactly like her. I'm constantly screaming at the house.
I feel like this other parent was like, all right, let's just, so we're going to get together and we're all going to slip mom melatonin. We're just going to do that. I mean, if you have the opportunity, she watches me. She watches my hands. She won't watch you kids.
You know what's the best advice my dad gave me, which is hilarious? Because my parents are born and raised in Italy. And he said to me, don't marry an Italian guy. And he said it to me. And you want to know what? That was some good advice. It served me well. No offense if you're an Italian guy, but I grew up with a lot of them.
He didn't want you taking care of him, maybe?
You want to chime in, too? Search Anna and Raven on Facebook and let us know there.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.